Happy Mother's Day, everybody. On the other side of the things that we get to do that maybe bring a little humor, there is a very sincere part of all of this, and that is that we love our mothers with all of our heart. We thank you for being a part of our lives. I've commented on this several times, but I loved a little thing I found a long time ago. There was a lady who had very troubling children. She was asked if you had to do it all over again, would you do it? She said, absolutely, just not with the same ones. So sometimes we do get to pick, but we don't get to rewind. Hey, my mom is a hero in my life, and I'd like to share with her, with you, a brief video that I asked my mom to share with the church. This is Rose Mewburn.
Hello, everyone, especially mothers. Think about it. No mother is completely like another. We are special in our own way, and Debbie is at the top of that list. She has put up with a lot with one of my Looney Tunes sons, guess who, and survived. My mother was like the German people, proud, quiet, and clean, and guess who got to do the dirty work? She had a unique way of punishing. Around you, there are mothers without children. There are children, the offspring of females, in one position or another. And with all of these, plus male subjects, we can thank God for His wisdom and love. Good and bad, I can thank God for the 90 years He has given me. If you never reach that age, you will never know how much God has given to the world. And I'm still learning. Philosophy. You don't have to get down on your knees to pray. Use your brains and your hearts to pray to God for you. Help keep your pastor busy with his job. It will help both of you. We all wish you a wonderful Mother's Day. Bye now. Mama Rose Mewburn. Hello, everyone, especially mother.
So that's my mom. I hope today that you are graciously received by your family with a card, a gift, or the promise of therefore today. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, has this incredible, outstanding list of these qualities of these people that we want to honor today. Verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed." Verse 31 says, "Give her the reward she has earned, and let her work bring her praise." I don't know what your favorite memory of your mom is. I don't know what her favorite food is. I don't know what her favorite color is. I don't know what her favorite saving is, but you do. And you embrace that on a day like today. And we're not polarized, as some might think, that we just shift and we ignore everyone, those women who have never had children, just for those sake of those moms. Not at all. We're honoring that motherhood circumstance. Many of you have mothered people and they weren't even your flesh and blood. You raised them. You took care of them. Some of them you adopted. You brought them into your home and you called them your own. You made sure that they were taken care of. Today, I don't know how to say it any different in that regardless of your circumstances, we're not trying to ignore you. But there is something about being a mother that is just dynamic and it needs to be honored. At Veterans Day, I've never served in the military, but I just with pride stand and just honor our veterans. There's different days we do things like that, and today is your day if you're a mother. So thank you for being a part of this. I want to take you to John, the 19th chapter. Jesus is on the cross. He is bearing the weight of the sin of the world on his shoulders. He has been crucified. He has physically been weakened. Blood is literally leaving his body. Life is leaving his body. The end is very, very near. But we see in verses 25 through 27, he says, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. And when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, 'Woman, where is your son?' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.'" Even in the midst of great pain and the agony of the weight of all of the things that he was doing there on behalf of why he came to earth in the first place, he wanted to make sure to take care of his mother. This isn't just a mention about the geography of where she was standing. This isn't just a coincidence that she happened to be at the crucifixion. This was him recognizing her in a moment. Jesus always had time for those really special, unique moments, sometimes measured in seconds versus days, but they were there, and this is one of them. I found this writing, and I can't disagree with it at all. You cannot be wrong with your mother and be right with God. Well, I can't tell you how many times I didn't have any problem sleeping, knowing that my dad didn't know certain things, but boy, I always worried about my mom finding out. It was just incredible, this lady. 1 Peter 4, 8 says this, love covers the multitude of sin. In my case, I think most of the time that was a mother's love covers a multitude of sin. There were things my mom knew that she never told my dad because she wanted to keep her kids. They couldn't afford a funeral at that point in their life, so she just kept that undercover. It's amazing. The things that my mom knew that I found out later, it was kind of cool for her to find out a couple of things that she never knew until later either. It was kind of fun. Hey, I want to share with you 7 ways that we can love our moms today. Not that you're not already doing it, but there needs to be a little bit of emphasis put on all of this, and a little promotion, a little encouragement. If it hasn't been as verbal as it has been, as it hasn't been as physical, then we want to do that. The first thing is simply this. We should love her verbally. This needs to be something that we say. Men are really not the greatest in this. We don't say things as much as we should. A lot of men have the idea, you know, hey, I said it and I mean it, so I don't ever have to say it again. It's not that they're writing that off. It's just the way that sometimes we're raised, the way that we see it. Or, you know, hey, I show you my love. I don't have to say it. But I got to tell you, a woman, a mother, loves to hear those words. She needs to hear those words. You can show her an awful lot of things, but those words rolling off your lips makes the world of a difference in her. Anything that we imply, anything that we assume is not qualified. So assuming that she knows that you love her isn't enough. And a card may say some things for you, but your lips and your heart needs to be reflective to her. So today, find the opportunity. You know, it's not just that we have this day, so therefore I should say it. Let it be the moment that you have that opportunity. Because some of you say it all the time. So today, take that special moment and say, Mom, apart from Mother's Day, I really mean this. I want you to know that I love you. It would be really cool and make the world a difference to her. I'm going to go to that spiritual resource, Dear Abby. Remember her? There's a letter that came into her. It says, I enlisted shortly after Pearl Harbor. 36 days later, I was on my way to the Philippines. En route to the Philippines, it fell to Japan. We were routed to Australia. 11 days after we landed, I met the most beautiful girl in the world. And on our first date, I told her I was going to marry her. And I did, 18 months later, while on a 10-day R&R leave from New Guinea. After more than 57 years of marriage and 2 children, my beloved Mary died 5 days before Christmas. Although we agreed that our ashes were to be scattered over the mountains, I found that I could not part with hers. While Mary was alive, she would frequently say, you don't know how much I love you. And I would reply, likewise. I never said I love you. Now her ashes are on my dresser where I tell her several times a day how much I love her, but it's too late. Although I wrote poetry to her, I could not bring myself to say the 3 words I knew she wanted to hear the most. As my dearest was dying and we thought she was comatose, I told her, there aren't enough words to tell you how much I love you. A few hours later, she whispered not enough words and passed away. The reason I'm writing this is to urge men to express their feelings while their loved ones are alive. I know why, but many men are reluctant to express the depth of their feelings, and it's signed, Missing Mary in Colorado. That's not to tweak a nerve in you emotionally. It's just to remind you of how valuable words are. Words are powerful. Words represent us. And those 3 powerful words, I love you, can be said today and can be ministering to your mother. So I encourage you to do it. The next thing is, let's love her physically. When was the last time you gave her a hug? My mom, I don't know if any of you saw it on Facebook. Some of you have commented on that. My mom's about 4 foot nothing. She literally, we're going to bury her in a shoebox. She is just getting smaller all the time. You know, hey, that's funny, and you know it, all right? She is hilarious. I mean, she just goes, she's just falling apart. I don't know what the deal is, you know? I mean, it's only 90 years. Come on, hang in there. But you know, every time I go home, I just always go over there, and if she's sitting down, I'll act like I'm going to sit in her lap. She goes, don't you dare. She goes, I've already had one knee. I don't want another. You know, she starts talking about this. But it's cool. I love to just grab my mom and hug her, you know, and it just, it means something to her. to what we almost make a little bit of a joke out of it, but she really, really enjoys it. When was the last time you gave her a kiss on the cheek? What was the last time you whispered in her ear? What was the last time you just sat by her and held her hand and just let her know that you were here? Sometimes it's too tough for us because we don't remember the fact that she was the first person who touched us. She was the one that went through all of those things. She cuddled and stroked us. She rubbed our head. She was the one that held our little cheeks. She gave us that finger to grasp for the very, very first time. And most of the mothers will remember that even if we can't. She was the one with that liquid thumb, you know. She'd lick it and boom, you know, dirt would disappear at the very threat of mother spit. It's amazing how that works. She changed your diapers. She held a Kleenex to your nose. She wiped the food off of your face and the blood off of your knees. I think that we need to understand that we should let her experience the love of touch because it'll mean more than candy. It will mean more than flowers. It'll mean more than the dinner that surely you have designed for her today. Little hint there. The third thing is we need to love her patiently. Moms have an incredible job that they don't get paid for. Now, some moms work. We understand that they may get paid for that, but then they come home. They go from work to work. Really, they get up, they go to work, then they leave work to go back to work. Now, all of us kind of maybe have that in common, but nothing like a mom. It's amazing. And the business world has nothing to compare with the emotional and the physical and the spiritual commitments that a mom makes to her children and to her family. So don't ever make the mistake of asking her, do you work or do you stay at home? Boy, yeah. You stay at my home for one day, bucko, you'll go to work anywhere. That's the way it'll be. And teenagers, listen. It's not fair for you to treat your friends or your mother, your friend's mother better than to do your own mother. Matter of fact, if you treated your friends like you treat your mother, you wouldn't have any friends. And if you treated their mother like you treat your mother, she would never let you come over the house. So we need to understand great honor is there, because moms deserve a lot more than that. The problem that is there, we have to remind ourselves, she's not a rug. She's not a robot. She's our mom. So you know what? We need to love her patiently. Some of us have older parents, and this is a new venture for some of us. We're trying to figure out exactly how to take care of that circumstance. But as adults, we know that we still love our mom, but sometimes we get a little impatient with things. Dr. Dobson, on his radio show, Focus on the Family, he read this letter from an 80-year-old woman who was about to have a birthday. She said, to all of my children, I suppose my upcoming birthday started my thoughts along these lines. This is a good time to tell you what I truly want and what things are important to me that I can never get enough of. Yet they are free. I want the intangibles. I would like for you to come and sit with me and for you to be relaxed. We can talk or we can just be silent. I would just like for us to be together. I need your patience when I don't hear what you say the first time. I know how tiresome it is to always be repeating, but sometimes I must ask you to repeat. I need your patience when I think too much about the past. With my slowness and my set ways. I want you to be tolerant with what the years have done to me physically. Please be understanding about my personal care habits. I spill things. I lose things. I get unduly excited when I try to figure out my bank statements. I can't remember what time to take my medication or if I took it already. I take too many naps because sometimes sleep helps pass the day. Well, there you have it. Time, patience, and understanding. Those are priceless gifts that I want. In his letter, Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know I can too. It's a wonderful feeling to know his eye is on the sparrow and I know he cares for me. I guess being 80 isn't so bad after all. Love, Mom. Moms just want us to understand that sometimes in those circumstances when they're older, especially when you're younger, when you're a grandchild, a great-grandchild, it's hard to understand those things. But at the same time, they're the greatest gift that you have. So sit and enjoy it. Just sit and enjoy it. Another thing we need to do is we need to love her attentively. Listen, mothers, listen as you pour out your heart. We always go to Mom when we have a problem. She's always there to listen to us. She may not have the solution, but she always has the patience. You ever notice that? She may not have exactly the right thing we need. She may not have the expertise. She may not have the answer to the question, but she's always got time. She's always there for us. And time slows down for her. She doesn't have anything urgent to do. She just sits in your presence, so we should also sit in her presence. It's no wonder we like to talk to Mom. You know why? Because she listens. You know what it means when somebody listens? It means that they care. You know what it means when somebody listens and cares? It means that they love you. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves that love is not spent L-O-V-E. It's spelt T-I-M-E. And that's what we need to give our moms. It's our turn to be her rock. Amen? It's our turn to be there for her and to listen. Another thing is we need to love her gratefully. Elementary science class, been studying magnets. There was a test question that said, I have six letters. I start with the letter M, and I pick up things. What am I? And over half of the class said, mother. They just equated that that's what mom does. She picks up things. That's pretty cool. There's simply no way we could ever calculate just how much we owe our mom. If you had to pay your mom back for all the things that she's done for you, you're done. There's no way. I just don't think that there's any way you could ever do it. There's simply no way we could do that. The things that we owe her. I mean, the times that she took care of us. She stayed up late with us. She cleaned up after we got sick. She took care of us, meals, you name it. I understand that we've already talked about that I love you is probably number one on her list. I think number two, right there next to that, would be thank you. Thank you. I've often thought that probably the most thankless jobs in America are teachers and mothers. And isn't it amazing that most mothers end up finding themselves in a teacher's position? I think we need to love her generously, too. Generously. This isn't a time to skimp. There's nothing too good for her. We could never repay her. There are two people that we would never be able to repay them for all the things that they've done for us. One is our mom and the other is God. Never be able to do that whatsoever. She sacrificed generously, so maybe we should also love her generously. You know, it's amazing the things that mom do. They're so resourceful. Half of the clothes that I wore through elementary school especially were clothes that my mom made. It was amazing. She made these really cool plaid shirts, had Elvis collars. You know what? I was so embarrassed. I go, Mom, you know, do you remember the Flying Nun? You remember, some of you know that? You know, she had that little head thing, you know? I said, Mom, I look like the Flying Nun. These collars are so huge. I went to school and my friends go, Dad, where did you get that shirt? My mom's cool too. This was incredible. She started making them for all my friends. That was back when long hair and, well, anyway, it was crazy. Listen, there's times that she didn't spend on herself so she could spend for you. There are times she rearranged her schedule so that you could keep your schedule. The things that were important to you, she made important to her. She gave up opportunities so that you would have opportunities. So I think we should love her generously. We should never cut corners when it comes to loving mom. And last of all, I think we should love her honorably. Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives thee. In Ephesians 6, 1, it says, this is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your mother and father, and you will live long. God's going to take care of you. So I know we can understand what would happen if we did the opposite of that. Listen, your mom, like Dana Williams, is royalty. She really is. So let's not give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's give her respect. Let's give her respect, and not just one day out of the year. I found this, says, when God created mothers. When the good Lord created mothers, he was into his sixth day of overtime. When an angel appeared, he said, you're spending a lot of time on this one. The Lord replied, have you seen the specs on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 movable parts, all replaceable. Run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a broken heart. And six pairs of hands. The angel shook his head slowly and said, six pair of hands? No way. Yeah, it's not the hands that are causing me problems, he said, the Lord. It's the pair of eyes that this mother has to have. One pair has to see through closed doors when she asks, what are you kids doing in there? And she already knows. Another in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And, of course, the ones in front that look at a child when he makes a mistake and says, I understand and I love you. Without so much uttering a word, I'm close to creating something very, very close to myself. She heals herself when she is sick. She can feed a family of six on a pound of hamburger and get a 9-year-old to stand under a shower. Not only can she think, she can reason and compromise. Finally, the angel bent over and put his finger on the cheek of the mother. There's a leak, he said. I told you that you were trying to put too much into this model. It's not a leak, said the Lord. It's a tear. What is it for? Asked the angel. The Lord replied, it is for joy, sadness, disappointment, pain, loneliness, and pride. It is caused by love, grief, harsh words, long hugs, simple presents. You're a genius, shouted the angel. It's my very best creation, said the Lord. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus, in the midst of a duty that he accepted from his Father God, came to earth to die for us. Close to the conclusion of completing that task, he looked and saw his mother, and he said, "Son, this is your mother. Mother, this is your son." He wanted to make sure that she would be taken care of. And I think that we should take the time and make the effort to do likewise with our moms today. I have one short video to show you before we're dismissed today.